Akron man charged in a fatal Canton shooting has been arraigned in municipal court. 30-year-old Daquan Rucker appeared today on a murder charge in the Sunday night death of 51-year-old Richard Poole. The judge set bond at $1 million and scheduled a status conference for Friday. Police say Poole was found shot inside an apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast and later died at Mercy Hospital. 45-year-old Larry Grimes of Canton remains at large. The Highway Patrol investigating a fatal crash in northern Tuscarawas County. 53-year-old Jeffrey Nur of Canton was southbound on Route 93 just before 11:45 Tuesday night when he failed to stop at the intersection with Route 250 in Franklin Township. His vehicle collided with a tanker trailer. Nur was pronounced dead at the scene. The truck driver was not injured. Nur was not wearing a seatbelt. Impairment is believed to be a factor. Latest numbers show unemployment falling in Stark County. Ohio Job and Family Services reports April joblessness stood at 3.3%, down from 4.2% in March and 5.2% last April. Portage County recorded 3.2%. Carroll and Columbiana counties both stand at 3.4%. Mahoning County is at 4.4%. Ohio's unemployment rate dipped slightly to 3.9%. The results of the May 5th primary have been certified by the Stark County Board of Elections. No results were changed and no races fell within the half-percent margin to trigger an automatic recount. Voter turnout was 62,522, or just over 25.5%. That is more than double that of last May's primary. Overlapping results of races in adjacent counties were also certified. New zoning rules could open the door for data centers to operate in Massillon. The Independent reports during a Tuesday work session, City Council discussed proposals that would classify smaller data centers under light industrial zoning and larger facilities as heavy industrial. Council expected to revisit the issue at its Monday meeting. The plan also requires utilities like water, power, and wastewater to be certified available before any project is approved. Prosecutors say a man involved in a shooting at the home of a former Portage County judge will spend more than a decade in prison. 28-year-old William Hale Jones pleaded guilty one day before his trial for felonious assault and discharging a firearm into a habitation. He was sentenced to 11 to 12 and a half years in prison. Hale Jones was the getaway driver when shots were fired into the home of John Plow while he, his wife, and grandson were inside. A Portage County judge has sentenced an Akron man to 10 to 15 years in prison for a fentanyl overdose death in Ravenna. 43-year-old Gene Hill pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and drug trafficking charges after prosecutors say he supplied the fentanyl that killed 31-year-old Tyrese Luttrell. Luttrell was found overdosing at his home in January 2024. He was treated by first responders but died 2 days later. A mobile home in Smith Township sustained significant damage in a fire Tuesday morning. Crews were called just before 9 to the 9500 block of Bandy Road. Sebring and Alliance Fire Departments responded. The occupant was able to get out safely before crews arrived. Flames reached the roof, but most of the damage was contained to the interior. Investigators are working to determine the cause. Fatal shooting under investigation in Youngstown after police say one person was killed early today. Officers were called just before 2 o'clock to the 900 block of East Dewey Avenue on the city's south side. Multiple police units were at the scene in a home surrounded by crime scene tape while investigators searched. Police say several people were taken in for questioning. No arrests have been made. Fatal shooting in Austintown being investigated as a possible act of self-defense. Police say 30-year-old Zachary Fisher died after a road rage crash tied to a domestic situation May 13th at New Road and Laurie Drive. Investigators say Fisher crashed into a car driven by his ex-girlfriend who had two children and another man with her. Police say Fisher got out armed with a gun, fought with the woman, then approached the passenger side of the vehicle. The passenger fired one shot, killing Fisher. Police say the case remains under investigation in consultation with the Mahoning County Prosecutor's Office. Woman is recovering after being shot Tuesday morning on Youngstown's south side. Police say a suspect is in custody. The shooting happened around 4 o'clock in the 800 block of East Midlothian Boulevard. The victim was shot in the stomach and is listed in stable condition. Police say the suspect, 27-year-old Jonathan Gregory, was later arrested and charged with felonious assault. A former Austintown Rehabilitation Center owner has been sentenced to 18 months in prison. 45-year-old Ryan Sheridan sentenced Tuesday in Youngstown federal court after admitting to multiple violations of his release conditions. He'll also serve 18 months of supervised release after prison, with the first 90 days under electronic monitoring. Sheridan previously served time in a federal health care fraud case.